Hello and welcome to episode 12 of Comms Noise. I'm Chris and with me are...
Matt.
And Ricky.
Yes, getting smoother on that, boys. Yeah, how are you doing tonight?
Not so bad.
Yeah.
Good.
Tired.
Yeah.
It's late.
End of a long week.
It's late as well. It's bedtime. Wow.
Yeah, if you're a dad, I guess. What have you been up to?
Since the last episode.
Yeah.
Played a few games.
Yeah.
Some new lists.
Hammerheads.
I tried to use a hammerhead list against Ricky.
What was your conclusion? Hammerhead.
I wanted it to be like the movie, you know. I wanted
pushing Star Destroyers into.
I wanted the hammerheads to ram, but it just feels like with them not having speed 4, they just die before they get there. Yeah. I tried it with like the Antilles.
To be fair, you drove them into an MC-80 double arc.
No,
it's not.
Most
it's not like
dies.
They live.
A lot of them just went into the front arc, and there were a couple.
And in the front arc was two other ships shooting at you, plus the front of the MC-80.
Oh, yeah.
Your list could do well, but don't fly into.
I think it's just like their movement chart's terrible as well, because it's like Kazanti at 3, isn't it? It's like a click, click, and then nothing.
You can't put
them facing the way you want.
I tried messing around with projection experts and Task Force Antilles.
Mm.
So the idea of being that you just move all the damage around and you generate it all back and...
doesn't help when you get one shot, though.
Shields to maximum, yeah. But it doesn't help because you just... they, without a brace token, they just... They just evaporate. Yeah.
They're either full health or they're dead.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I found. There was no stage at which it was like, I've got time to repair this ship. It's just.
I think that you need to play them from long range.
Yeah, but then it's not the movie.
It's not. Then they don't do the same either. Like, I think if they were, for hammerheads, it should have been if you ram someone, you go a click in the opposite direction. You're forced on your next move. To click to the right or click to the left, you sort of get forced and nudged around. It would have been quite cool.
Yeah.
Forcing them into like off the edge of the board.
Right, do something to their speed clicks or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe you're knocked to the right one.
Yeah. Actually influencing the direction of a ship.
Yeah.
Would have been fluffy, yeah.
Would have been cool.
I don't know how good that would have been,
but...
or something.
Yeah. But
it might have got complicated. I guess you have to mark it with
who's
tokens.
Who's
got to do what, when, and yeah.
I think Ricky's right. At the moment, the only usable seems to be like Sabto and just sit them back and take pot shots.
Scored me 4 if it's store champs.
Yeah.
So did okay.
It's just kind of disappointing that it's not like running in. Like, because I tried Mon Mothma and like get under the guns.
They've only got one evade there, haven't they?
They've only got one evade, but.
It's alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you guys think of Legion announcement last week?
There were no AT-ATs.
Wrong scale.
Yeah, wrong scale.
Definitely wrong scale. Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm kind of withhold judgment because until you've seen the details, but I'm reasonably excited about it. But I watched a gameplay video from Gen Con somebody filmed, and it was like, you get two things on your go, you move, you shoot. Mm. You roll hit dice, you roll defense dice, and that's it. So it kind of feels very 40k. It feels like they're almost not really bothered to try that hard. You've got the activation thing, which they've tried to like make a bid each turn, so you can bid for the number of units and this kind of thing. But I don't know.
There seems to be a lot of the like first impressions that people have said going around. It's just like, we didn't play with the full rules at Gen Con. We didn't play with the full rules.
Right.
So
they played with like the core kit rules, like Armada's core kit rules.
To be fair, if you played Armada core kit, you would know what the game's really like.
So I think there was. I think.
We'll wait and see when we'll give
I
it.
I think
a go.
It'll be an all right game. But I just feel like it's basically the same. The models look close in scale to Imperial Assault.
That annoys some people because they're not the same scale. So
they're not
interchangeable.
The same scale, but they're super close.
Yeah, so but that's
annoying
like people because people have already got Imperial Assault armies painted up ready to go. They're like, no, you can't use them.
Right? Yeah.
It's a bit...
If they're the same unit, no one's going to complain about them being...
I don't know. I think they may explicitly... ban them from tournaments and stuff.
They'll ban them from tournaments.
But from friendlies.
Oh, yeah, you can do what you like in friendlies.
Yeah.
Although it will look stupid.
Just push your 40k around.
I have to say, I do really like the models. Like, the speeder models are really nice. The speeder skates, I think they're lovely.
Models just, look cool. I just sort of...
Yeah.
I sort of wish it was
bit more epic scale.
You want to see
more
like
command scale.
I want to play out like the battle on the beach from like Rogue One and stuff.
To me, it feels like
that's not going to happen now.
You have the one thing that Star Wars is about. It's about a very small squad, character squad level thing, which you already have in Imperial Assault, and you already have Destiny for the characterized fight things. And you also have the ship. You have the starship battles. You have the fighter battles, and you have like the general massive ground assault things. And this kind of feels like it sits in between. It's not really a thing. It's got a little bit of character stuff going on and a little bit of scale battles.
It's just slightly outside of
Imperial Assault. It doesn't sit anywhere where the film... But it won't represent anything that happens in the film, because it won't represent the small squad actions, and it won't represent the bigger kind of everyone's blowing up and walkers are crashing down everywhere and speeders are flying around. It just doesn't fit the film. It doesn't really come from the films, but...
Yeah.
It'll still be cool. Let's face it, we'll still fucking buy it, won't we? It'll still bankrupt us.
I'll let you guys buy it and play it and then see.
I see.
I think it's still going down well, generally, I think.
I'm not going to do a Destiny.
No. Just buy in and then buy out. Sell out.
Cool. Well, we'll wait and see on that one. So, coming up on episode 12, we're going to talk... We've got run through some emails we've had and communications and some events to promote. And then we're going to the main focus. We're going to talk about the article which dropped
today,
about 45 minutes after we agreed we were going to podcast.
Thanks, FFG.
Thanks again, FFG. They are.
Did you email them?
I am FFG.
Yeah. They might have bugged our thread.
Yeah,
our private channel.
I really don't understand, because every time we seem to say like we'll prepare and we'll talk, we'll record on this day. And then when the day comes around, suddenly, boom.
Yeah.
Well, new content.
Well, I guess we sort of knew that spoiler
it was coming soon.
Was due.
We thought it was going to be next week, maybe for Friday. Yeah. And then we'll just go over the FAQ and tournament release.
There might still be stuff for next Friday. Because they said something's coming bigger.
They've just dropped an article as well, which said there's a new Star Wars product to be dropped next week on Force
Maybe
Friday.
This is the better thing than Legion. Maybe it's the big proper battle.
Ooh.
Ground battles.
Wow, that would be.
So everyone's pre-ordered Legion, and now we get Epic Legion.
Epic Legion is smaller.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Force Friday is the day when all the manufacturers who have licensed Titans are allowed to
only for
reveal
the new,
their products for the new Star Wars.
The new
film,
Star Wars.
So that they don't, so that you don't get leaks of.
That's what made me think we
beforehand.
Might get some new stuff for Armada, but I guess now we've got...
Yeah, I was hoping it'd be like a new core set for Rogue One or for Jedi, Last
the
Jedi
Last
core
Jedi,
set,
yeah.
Like First Order versus
some
Resistance.
Of those cool flotillas that are bombers or whatever.
Mm.
We didn't need more flotillas.
There weren't many cool new ships in Force Awakens, really.
But in the trailer, there's
maybe in Last
ship.
Jedi there could be. You
know? Whoa, let's not talk about trailer
doesn't
spoilers.
Doesn't like spoilers.
Have you not seen it?
No, I don't watch the trailers.
Okay.
Ooh, likes to keep it secret.
Well, you know,
what are you
going to
do on
ship.
Force Friday when they release like the
like,
new version of all the characters in like all the new characters that you? How are you going to stop yourself from seeing it? You're not. Just give in. Just accept it.
Put his fingers in his ears and just
accept it.
No.
Accept it.
I'm going to just message
Darth
you.
Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Oh, God.
Leia's his sister.
Oh, my God.
Kylo Ren kills his father. And,
Kenobi kills more.
Just imagine if someone that had no interest in Star Wars had somehow stumbled upon this podcast, listened to the first
on episode
minutes,
12
on episode 12 never seen Star Wars, and they're like, oh shit, I just had all
in the last
spoilers.
What 30 years of 40 years. To be honest, if you're going to complain about a spoiler warning for films that were released 40 years ago,
the film's older.
Alright, let's crack on. I can see Ricky's put his phone with all the list of emails away, so let's move on to the emails.
What?
that I just mentioned. Okay, so we've got two events, both very near to us in the southwest of England. But if you do have an event that you want to promote, do send it in. We'll read it out for you. You might need to give a few weeks' notice because we only record once a month, around about the last weekend of each month. So ours is on September the 9th.
Yeah.
So it's actually not that short. No, it's probably about a week. The time you're listening, probably about a week or so. Bristol Independent Gaming, our local store. And it's a mix between the Q2 and Q3 kits. So
double
prices. We never got to run a Q2 one because of Euros and store champs clogging up the the itinerary. So it'll be double prizes. Yeah, it'll be two participation prizes.
National practice as well.
And it'll be good practice for nationals. So details for that, you can search Bristol Independent Gaming on Facebook. And then all the details will be on there. Also on our Facebook page, Comms Noise UK. Okay, so the other event we've got to promote is Rob Angel emailed in, and he co-runs Curtain Games, where we play Distort Champs, which is in Exeter, which is about 75 miles from Bristol in the southwest of England. And they are running...
They're running a Caridian Conflict
campaign day.
Campaign day, yeah.
It's on the 16th of September, which is the Saturday of Nationals, I think.
It will be. So if you can make Nationals, you can...
theoretically, if you can't make Nationals, you could go to that. But theoretically, you could also do Nationals on the Friday. If you don't make the cut, drive and from Liverpool to Exeter and do this on the Saturday.
Especially if you're local, you can get a full weekend of Armada.
Yeah.
I think, and it's it might be as well if you're bored of the tournament structure and the competitive kind of environment. I think it's kind of a escalation type campaign day, with where your results actually affect a side. Your Rebels or Imperials, you're kind of like a team. Yeah.
We do need to give that.
That does sound really cool.
It does sound fun. They ran one actually a couple of weeks ago, but I wasn't able to go. It says you will require two fleets, one of 200 and one of 400. The final game is both combined, so 600 points.
Oh, wow.
So ensure you have the appropriate everything to allow for it. 200 point does not have a commander, but must have a nominated flagship. You can't duplicate unique upgrades in your fleets. No objectives. Options are instead predetermined each round according to the campaign. So yeah, there's four games. There's two 200s, one 400, and then a 600 point game.
That's going to be a crazy game.
And there's some cool old prizes. So top Rebel player gets one of the old Akbar promos from last year. If you've missed that one, top six Rebel players get B-wing promo cards from Corellian Conflict. Top Imperial player gets a ISD-1, which was last summer's pack. Sienna Re, Sabre Squadrons there, 10 Num as well. So it's down in Crediton near Exeter, and like I said, check it out.
It's a really nice gaming shop, actually.
It was good. I was impressed with it. It's quite compact. You couldn't run massive events, but that's good for FFG stuff, right? Because most of their events tend to be 16 players or 8 players or 32 players.
And they've got a good setup with the TV and the streaming and everything.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. And they've got a shop. They stock all the FFG products there, and there's good sandwich shop over the road.
Yeah.
Cash only though. Yeah. Don't go in with a credit card expecting to.
Oh, did you get caught?
Yeah, he had to borrow some off me. Yeah.
Did you pay it back?
No. Yeah.
I'm gonna say yeah. Cool. So those are the two events. Like I say, they're both local to us. But if you've got anything further afield in the UK or in Europe or in America,
Asia, South America,
Mars,
Africa,
the Moon, Mercury. We do have a reasonable amount of listeners, so do let us know. But like I said, you'll need to give it to us,
give us time
before the weekend, the last weekend of the month before you're running it. Otherwise, we're not a weekly podcast, unfortunately, because time doesn't allow. But
I wish
we'll promote it for you, no problem.
Should I bring up the...
A few years when your kids grow up, you know.
Well, they can join in.
Yeah.
They can be part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope my son can thrash me blind at Armada.
You've got to teach him the tough way. You've got
to... I'll be competitive dad. Just grind him into the ground with like a Rebel Alpha Strike bombers.
Who would do that?
I was playing this game when you were in nappies.
Right. All right, so we start with
Rob Feeney.
Yeah,
he came to us with a pretty cool idea for a rule change.
So this was feedback on, we were talking about how rules. Could you, in the light of the fact, how could you actually fix demo properly, because they didn't really, they did a bit but not really fixed it.
Minor change.
Yeah. And what did Rob say?
So he was saying, if you've got the title, you have to do your second shot after you move.
So make the title, this ship must fire its second shot after it moves.
After it moves, yeah.
Yeah.
Just sort of, I know you could still ram and stuff.
Yeah.
you could still be pretty effective.
Yeah. But it's a weedy ship, so if you are ramming with it, it's
yeah, not yeah, and you're having to stay where you were.
I really like that idea. I like Rob. It. Well done for that. Good suggestion. Because it still keeps the power of it. Because you're paying 10 points for it, don't forget. So it needs to be powerful.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's on a weedy ship. So let's face it, nobody would use gladiators very often if they didn't have nowhere near what we see it without demo.
Yeah.
And it still makes it good, but it makes it a bit more skillful and a bit harder to pull off rather than just being a kind of push the button auto thing.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that. You can't do that thing where you shoot in the front. You move last. You shoot in the front with your two reds at long range. Then you fly in, shoot at short range with your black, with your side arc.
Yeah.
Then you go first next turn, shoot and both arcs and run away.
Yeah. It sort of removes the triple tap if you have to collide with the ship.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have to ram, you're stuck there. And then they can retaliate and everything nearby you can retaliate and kind of take you out. It makes it more finessed, makes it harder to pull off.
FFG, if you're listening.
Yeah, definitely. Send that to FFG, Rob, and take the credit for it for that. In my view, that's a great idea. That would probably balance it out.
Yeah, fix it I right. agree. I think it would be a good balance.
Cool. Thanks for writing in, Rob. Keep it up. Yeah.
Troy White.
Okay. Yeah.
Troy White, next guy. He just came in with a bit, asking for a bit of help with a Sato list he was going
to
play.
Well, I'll leave that to you, Ricky, because I've got very little experience with Sato.
It was a double Neb B, double CR90, double transport, six activations.
Nice.
But I think...
Four X-Wings, four A-Wings.
Yeah, I think I suggested the change of the A-Wings and the X-Wings for some changes. I said put Jan in and put a few other different things. Some YT-1300s are good.
Should you read out what the upgrades were on it at all?
It's quite a long list.
Did he have Yavaris?
He didn't have Yavaris.
So
he's got Salvation.
He's got a Neb B with Sato and Torinfar. An escort frigate. Is that the one? No, that's the more expensive one with the extra dice. You'd want to switch Torinfar, wouldn't you? Because you want to.
You would put Torinfar on
the.
Because
she doesn't work on her own ship, does she?
No, you'd put it on the transport as well.
And then there's another Neb B. This is the support one, so the cheaper one, with Ramus, Spinal Armament, and Salvation. So an extra dice and the crits count double on red dice. Or is it? No, it's all dice. It's at the front arc. Yeah, because Sato works on it. Two naked Corvette A's. Transports with expanded hangar base. Two transports with hangar base. I've never seen that. I've never seen
expanded hangar base. Yeah, I suggested to lose that and put on like the a weapon on the CR90s because...
But also, those transports don't have comms, extended comms, and there's no VCXs, no. So they're going to be in the mix with those X-Wings and A-Wings. They're going to get shot up. And then he's got four X-Wings, four A-Wings, station assault, planetary ion cannon, and solar corona. Oh, we better say the main thing first. Hey, guys, love the show. Yeah, thanks, Joe.
But yes,
and he says actually the problem he's having in his current local meta is Sloan.
If Sloan's a problem, take 10 now.
Yeah, he's pretty.
And Yavaris.
And did you sent some suggestions, and did he come back again with a revised? So
you suggested Chuck Biggs and Jan.
Yeah, because he may as well balance out. A-Wings.
Maybe some YTs. Opening Salvo in as well.
With Sato, you need your list. You need your squadrons to live, don't you? If you lose your squadrons, Sato's useless.
So Troy said, yeah, love Biggs, Jan, added them. Objective choices, well-reasoned. He said he put iron cannons in as a kind of honey trap to deny victory points.
Mm.
He says, I'm not very good once an opponent took my superior positions and racked up over 450 MAV. That doesn't mean you're a bad player, Troy, because, like, you know, I get... Whenever I play Ricky's Alpha Strike Squadrons and I go for it, I lose by over 450. And, Ben's a very good player and he's had a couple of receiving ends.
What else?
Ricky's about to give us more credit. I think you guys have a great cast.
Yes. Thanks.
Is that what you're looking for?
Just finding.
So I want to inflate my already massive ego.
I'm sure this was the.
So what was the? Yes, you got the wrong podcast.
So what's the setup? If you just scroll, so we got Jan's Biggs, four X's.
Solar Corona, Open Salvo, Contested Outpost. So took a few of the suggestions.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Hopefully that paid off for him.
Beefs it up. Cool. thanks for writing in, Troy. I hope that works out. Do let us know, write back and let us know how you get on, or if you have any more list inspirations.
Yeah, if anyone needs any help with lists, wants some ideas. Yeah.
Always happy to. We don't necessarily always know best, but we have our opinions.
We played a lot.
Between us, we've got a lot of experience of different things. Because we tend to play different things. So we tend to play most things. Right, who's next?
We have a Greg Capel.
Greg Capel. Thanks for writing, Greg.
Greg was going to go to the Australian Nationals.
Oh.
Awesome.
Which was last weekend. And he wanted to take my list.
Which list?
My
Yavaris
Peltier list.
Cool. And how did that go for him?
Strike. So we won't go through that again here. But you can hear all about it on episode 11.
Yeah.
When Ricky took it to. It
sounded like he did reasonable. He did okay. He came up against some tough matchups.
Yeah.
Which what do you think the tough matchups for that list are?
Depends how you play.
Oh, right. Someone else using that list, and then it's just a coin.
I don't know, heavy Imperial anti squadron. If you're really dedicated to anti squadron, you probably have trouble.
Sloan or something.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of made to go against Sloan, so I think you'd be just talking more of the
ruthless
defenders,
ruthless strategists, and defenders, and
yeah, just anything sort of that can take out your squadron. Without squadrons, the list is
because that quasar. Chucking a red and a blue, and then ruthlessing and flight controllersing.
It doesn't help. But he did okay. I think, tough matchups. He'd not practiced the list. So it's.
How did he do in the end?
Let me find where he said. I think he was mid to top of the table. He got a 9-1 win.
Nice.
9-1 loss.
Had 9-2s.
Ooh.
9-2. Yeah, 9-2.
Yeah,
unless they're playing the old.
Yeah, they might be playing the old. Yeah, yeah.
And then another 9.
Then another 9-1 win.
So 3-3. Three.
No, 1-9-1 loss.
So
heavy loss.
Oh, no.
Just seesaw all over the place.
2-9-1 wins is
that's
pretty
good. Yeah, that's very
9-2s,
good. 9-2s. Nice, good work.
And a 7-4 loss in the end.
Okay.
And the winner of Australian Nationals apparently was a dual MC-80 list. Very interesting.
Four activations and minimal fighters.
Sharon Tycho,
similar to your Euros list.
Yeah, without the VCXs.
But no VCXs. That's that weird. Is amazing. Well done to whoever that was.
Well
that's,
done, yeah. Must have played it very well.
I mean, it's a lot of firepower if people fly into you.
Yeah.
But like, it's easy to avoid if you don't.
I would have liked to have seen
on.
What would happen if you came up against the Peltier Yavaris.
Or you could just, depending on how well it turns, you can just stuff one arc of one MC-80 with all your fleet. Lose one thing and then just trash it.
I'd be tempted to pick advanced gunnery against them. Honestly. The Peltier Yavaris Alpha Strike, the MC-80 with advanced gunnery. That's double points right there.
Yeah, you could actually, you're right. You could, as long as you can kill it, you can make a lot of points out of that. Very good. All right. Thanks for writing in, Greg. And well done on the performance at Nationals.
Yeah. Some good big wins there.
Yeah, might see you at Worlds, maybe. okay, who's next?
I think that's everyone for this week.
Okay.
I thought there were a couple more.
Yeah. We had a couple on the Facebook page, actually. That's probably it, isn't it? Yeah, and lastly, we've got one from Michael Vikstrom. I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and you've definitely become my favourite Armada podcast. Thanks, Michael. I'm hoping I'll run into you in Liverpool since I've just secured tickets for the event. Keep up the good casting and all the love from Sweden.
Yay.
That's good. No, good that we've got a bit of coverage outside Bristol and the UK.
Yeah, it does kind of surprise me that we get
people
coming from
American.
Australia or America.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's good to have a...
I guess that's the power of the internet.
It is. It's really worldwide.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you guys. Like, it's good to build up the community. And the thing I find with Armada is... it's one of the most diverse metas in any game I think I've ever seen. Like
diverse,
and you can go, but you can go to a store champ somewhere, and the meta is completely different to what you're normally
used
to.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So it's great to hear from other. Well, I was going to say it's great to hear from other communities, other people who play, what their thoughts are, because we do probably get a bit blinkered sometimes.
I was just remembering yesterday, we had a few new players in the shop. and Ricky was like, oh yeah, these flotilla things, pretty powerful. You want a few of them? And I was like, no, Ricky, don't tell them.
Yeah. Don't listen to him.
We can set the meta. We can be like, everyone just has one flotilla.
Yeah, but then when they get to a tournament, they'd just be screwed.
And they'd probably looking at Fleet Cup going, it's got no guns at the front, nothing at the side, nothing at the back.
Yeah.
It's got 3 health. And, why is this really good? Why should I have lots of these? Yeah. You will discover.
You will learn.
You will learn.
Until they nerf them.
Great.
Please nerf them.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Thanks to everybody for writing in, who wrote in, and yeah, keep it coming.
Anyone go to Nationals? Hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah. Yeah, do come and say hi.
You need to sort out somewhere to stay.
We hope to be at Nationals.
Any Liverpudlians with a spare room feel like
Airbnb it is, yeah, then. Yeah.
We'll sort it this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Cool. Great. What's next?
So, next is the update from FFG.
Oh.
Wave 7.
Oh, the
Wave 7.
I could have another ISD.
Yeah. Who's going to read this out?
Cool. Yeah, my phone Master. Just threw a wobbly, but I'll read out the spoilers if you've got the...
Right. Okay.
So
who's going to... What are we going to talk about first? The ISD?
No.
Thrawn? Thrawn's first. Let's talk about Thrawn.
Yeah.
He's broken.
Who's... All right. Don't withhold judgment. You going to read him out?
He lets you keep 3 to
after deploying Grand Admiral Thrawn. After deploying fleets, place 3 face down command dials on this card. At the start of each ship phase, you may reveal and discard 1 of those dials. If you do, until the end of the round, before each friendly ship activates, it gains an additional dial matching that discarded dial. 32 points, Imperial only. So, effectively, that means you can pick 3 dials before the game, and they could be the same or different, I assume.
Mm. Yeah.
And then at the start of the ship phase, you can decide, and all your ships get that dial that go as well. And it can duplicate the dial that it's already done, right? That's my understanding of it.
So you get 2 dials per ship, which is nuts.
It's crazy. But also, you can double the commands, right? Double? It's an additional dial. Yeah. So say you pick navigate.
You can't do two navigate.
You can resolve one of the.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you couldn't do like two concentrate fires. That would be really
gains brutal. One additional dial matching that discarded dial.
Yeah,
no
but,
way.
But I think you can only
execute
resolve one
each
of
command
the,
once.
Yeah.
It would have to be FAQ'd.
No,
I guess if you had the token though, if you had the token, you could resolve that additional dial with the token you already had plus your own dial as well.
Where does
yeah?
it state that you can't use
right?
2 of the same?
No, I think I'm pretty sure that's right. That's
I
in
thought
the
that
rules.
Was just an inherent
how
rule.
Is it in the rules because this never came up
like, it is in there you can only resolve each command once per
okay
but you
I
can have
you're
a token
right.
So I think what you could do is you could have a token
you could use
Thrawn's dial to add to the token and then use your own dial for a different order as well.
It's too cheap.
He only works 3 times game, and you can't pick mid game what you want most for that game. You have to preset.
But you don't
the
need to. You just take 3 concentrate fire, or you just
take a nav maybe
or squadrons
or nav him, and then use.
Yeah,
but also
depends.
3 turns. Really it's only 3 turns, but there's only really 3 turns that
it's half the game
count. But like turn 1 and turn 2 probably don't
you
count
need
in
it.
Most games.
No.
You don't need it. So, I think he's super good.
Yeah, I think he's super good as well.
He's everything that Tarkin and Leia want to be.
Yeah.
But also he's cheaper than
him. So Leia's useless
yeah.
anyway.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It was funny because I was having a chat about what Thrawn could be if he came out.
This is pretty good for
if
him.
If he was released as an admiral. Not if he came out.
He can do if he wants to.
He's in the closet forever.
But yeah, this feels like such a mirror ability to Tarkin. But
it's nowhere near Tarkin. This is like...
It's similar.
Steps
similar.
Above.
But it's similar.
It's different to Tarkin, but I think it is better for sure.
It's definitely better.
Yeah.
But I was saying it's similar because Tarkin
oh, yeah,
just gives
sure.
you everyone a token, but this you give everyone a dart.
Yeah, but also
and,
you pick.
I know it's only half the game and you have to pre-select.
With Tarkin, you pick.
Yeah. Apparently this is the... saying on the forums, apparently this is the World Championship card from JJ from not this year's World Champs, but the last year's.
The one from November?
Yeah, the one World from November.
This is the one he came up with?
That's the guy
apparently,
who...
Yeah.
had the like eight
Y-wings. Y-wings, yeah. Yeah,
eight or nine Y-wings.
So it takes them 2 years to get...
No.
Well, that was last November.
That was, yeah.
But yeah, okay. The World Championship cards took a while to come around anyway. But I would have expected them to put World Championship cards on it.
Designed. Yeah, they do that in other games, yeah.
But actually,
I thought you see like the player to be in fair, the background.
They haven't done that on the X-Wing ones, but they do that on all the Game of Thrones ones.
It might be the cards aren't really big enough, I suppose, because they're mini cards.
Did Ben win the choice to make a card?
He gets an alternative art. Existing card.
It's quite different to...
He can direct an alternative.
I was going to say, we want a card that adds an anti-squadron dice.
Can we get Ben with some blue face paint on there?
As the alternative art Thrawn.
Alternative art Thrawn.
That is him, though.
Maybe Thrawn coming out.
He does meticulously study his opponents and preys upon their weaknesses, ruthlessly crushes them.
Ooh.
And he plays Empire a lot.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have blue face, though, so...
But yeah, when I was thinking about Thrawn, because he's all this bit about studying the art of war and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking it'd be like deployment tricks and all this sort of stuff.
You know, apparently that's saved for the rebel side.
Yeah, apparently it's all saved for the rebels.
Yeah, we'll come to that.
Should we talk
about the pack next? Is it the?
So the Chimera pack, what it actually gives you. It gives you an ISD and two gauntlet squadrons.
Everyone's going to have two ISDs at least now.
Yeah.
Didn't need another ISD, but I guess I'm going to have one.
Just to buy the two squadrons.
Well, there's bound to be some cards in here of use that I'm going to need.
You want the intensified forward and firepower.
Whatever that is.
Possibly.
And the...
Yeah.
Well, let's go through
a systematic.
Early warning,
so the squadrons first.
They look really good.
Seven health.
I did it. I can't say they're really good.
Gar sat there, Mandalorian gauntlet squadrons.
Yeah, gauntlet squadrons.
They look cool.
They're from the Rebels series, I think. And the character looks like Gar Saxon, but we can't see anything else apart from there's two symbols.
For their health, I'm going to assume they're not quite.
On the card. And Matt, you said you've checked them and they don't exist anywhere.
Well, I had a quick look and they don't look like any symbols I can recognise off of. It doesn't quite look
like
counter.
Because normally they put one new thing in. They only put one new thing into an expansion, so I imagine one of those must be.
Yeah, but maybe they're unique keywords for him.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be new tokens. There's not going to.
I'll have a look at existing.
No, it's not new tokens, new keywords. That's
yeah,
what they.
New keywords.
That's what they indicate.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a counter. It looks slightly different to counter, and it looks slightly different to escort.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're going to be overpriced. If they're really maneuverable, they're going to be expensive.
Yeah. I'm looking
into the 20s.
Oh, that looks like Rogue.
That's going to be Rogue then, yeah.
Yeah, that's Rogue. The second one on the left is Rogue. So that's only Gar Saxon. It might not be the other one. So Gar Saxon's definitely a Rogue.
That's to be expected.
And then his other one.
Could that be Escort?
I don't think it is.
It is.
No, because it looks like the arrow is pointing the wrong way for escort, but it looks like escort.
It's like inverted escort.
Yeah, reverse. You can't. No, that's the same as the other character, isn't it? Reverse escort, kind of.
Oh, but maybe they'll add it as a keyword, reverse escort.
No, you can't shoot this guy if there's other people nearby. Oh. Yeah, but there's definitely Rogue. And then we can't really see behind.
Do you want to do about cards that we can
see,
or do you want to do full spoilers?
We'll do the cards. No, we'll do the cards we can see in this expansion. I don't think there's any point in reading the half ones.
Okay, but we see Vader, and we see Vader for 3 points.
Yep.
Who fills a dual upgrade gunnery team? Or what do they actually call the gunnery team? Is it gunnery?
It's
team.
Weapons. It's weapons.
Weapons
team.
Thing.
And
just
offensive,
gunnery team.
And offensive. Yeah.
Ordnance experts.
Yeah.
Ordnance.
But he's essentially looks like boarding troopers with the effect of you discard a token plus this card to choose an opponent's ship at close range and remove a non-admiral upgrade from them.
It looks
that's what
way.
We think it looks like. And that's crazy because that means you could take ship titles.
Yeah, which would
like
be...
Vader insane. Just like lightsabers Demolisher until it's just a regular gladiator. Like, just cuts the Demolisher title off the side from the outside and then it can no longer fire after it moves. that is crazy, right? If that's true.
Any upgrade?
Any non-admiral upgrade. That's insane.
I don't know if it can be that. It looks that way, but...
And so we also see... We see that there's something that's called, probably going to be called Intensify Forward Firepower, but we can't actually tell what it does.
Because that's worth noting, the second ship, so the refit of the, like, ISD-2, has that slot, the Pelter slot, whatever it's called.
You think that's a Pelter card?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a Pelter card. Intensify Forward Firepower. You've got the Entrapment Formation card as well. Yeah. And then we've got a title that no one knows.
It looks is it Sovereign? It's SOV?
Yeah.
The Sovereign? I don't know what, if that's like Thrawn's ship or something.
Taskmaster, Instructor something, Governor.
Well, I was going to say we've got
Sloan.
Two cards. Do you reckon those could be non-unique titles for like ISD?
If you want to rock around two ISDs?
ISD groups, sort of ISD formation.
Oof.
We've got, there's that card that looks like it, when you activate squadrons with swarm, they gain counter or stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of sort of guesswork on these partial images. Maybe we should just move on.
We'll wait till they come.
There's a lot of unique. There's a unique captain who looks quite a lot like Sloane.
Yeah.
There's a unique governor.
People are saying
which me. Looks like it's medium or small ships only. And then there's that instructor. But again, is that unique? And then there's a taskmaster. Again,
yeah, they're all unique.
They're like generic officers.
They're all unique.
And then there's a new defensive. Potentially two defensive retrofits, one of which is called Early Warning System. But yeah, with only half the text, it's pretty different.
We'll go over them when we can read them.
All right, yeah, let's move on to the actual ship cards that we can see.
The first one is the Imperial Star Destroyer, and I don't know how you pronounce this word.
Quat, maybe? Or
Quat.
Quat. Quat.
Refit. So it has 3 Command, 2 Squadron, 4 Engineering. So, I mean, we've seen it ISDs before. It's got the same defense tokens, got the same movement, the same hull. The dice are a little different. So we've got, out the front, we've got 3 red, 2 blue, 3 black.
That's the same as a normal ISD one.
The side's just got 1 blue instead of 2 red.
The side's normally have 2 red, 2 blacks, but in this they have 1 red, 1 blue, 2 blacks.
And the back's got 1 black instead of extra blue, I think.
Okay.
Cool. Nothing major.
112 points, so it's 2 points more. But it has
a torpedo slot.
It has a torpedo slot, ordnance slot, but it also has a defensive slot, retrofit slot, instead of the offensive. Yeah. So instead of 2 offensives, it's now got a defensive, which means you could put the ECMs on it. So you could make this Avenger and put ECMs on it, and it'd be crazy.
Well, that sounds disgusting.
And APTs as well.
And APTs, yeah. With a reroll.
Oof. And then we've got the Imperial Star Destroyer Simoon 1 refit, which is 3 Command, 3 Squadron, 4 Engineering, 2 Blacks for AA. Out the front, it's got 5 red dice and 2 blue dice.
Yeah.
It's only a minor, it's like 1 dice less.
1 dice less, but you get an extra red die.
Just seeing its upgrade bar as well. It's got 2 turbo lasers.
Yeah.
It's a Liberty.
Like Liberty.
It's got that funky Pelter 1
but slot. Unlike Liberty, it can't do any leading shots.
Yeah, it's got no iron cannon slot.
Which
means you just use Vader, right? Just use Admiral Vader.
Just to reroll. Yeah.
Just to reroll.
Flip your shitty contained token.
Reroll those mad dice. You chuck spinal armaments on them.
What's ridiculous is they could have just released this as an expansion pack like Carillion Conflict.
No, but then you don't get the cool airbrushed Thrawn tattoo thing on the front.
You don't get a tattooed ISD, but...
I want another ISD, though. And
I've already got 2.
And they could have just given us
Gauntlet Fighters. Yeah. I really like it. But they give you so many cards.
It's a cool pack as well, because if it's new titles and new ways to use them, it's the same shit, but new... Which is what we asked for, wasn't it?
Those non-unique titles might go and fit on the other ISDs.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon they definitely will.
Yeah, for sure. Because the little picture of like the ISD, that is exactly the same, isn't it? As the put them here somewhere. Have you guys got the picture up of just a regular current ISD?
No, I can't see why you couldn't have.
Because you see, it's the picture in the bottom left. It's the silhouette.
Yeah, it's the same.
So the silhouette's the same, right?
Interchangeable titles to go on standard ISDs and stuff.
It's just an ISD.
It's a good idea.
And the upgrade pack comes with 2 of the new cards and 2 of the new things. So if you already have an ISD. So this gives
that's
you...
That's awesome.
If these squadrons are really good, you're going to have to buy multiple packs of ISDs.
Does it only looks like it has one each? And
no, it says, it says each of the two different refits. Oh, three copies of each of the two different refits.
Oh,
so beast. Basically making sure that everyone has the ones they want for their collection.
Without having to buy two of the special.
Yeah, without having to buy X number of special
Airplay new FFG?
Ones. Yeah. So yeah, it looks like it's going to be a cool Imperial ship.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Alongside Thrawn and more ways to use a Star Destroyer.
And I think the Imperial, at the moment, they've got Avenger, which has been doing the rounds a little bit. But other than that, the Imperials did become quite one-dimensional with Demo and basically Jend and Marek Steelpool ship. Or Rhino. And that was it. There wasn't really many ways to use it. So
yeah.
Bringing the big ships back.
So like they have awesome. A big ship.
Love it.
To give you your second new big ship, here's another ISD.
Yeah.
But to be fair, that's what most Imperial fleets are. If you look in the flat, yeah. It's just like
just big space
five
triangles.
Or six ISDs and then some Gazantes.
I know it wouldn't be the same scale, but I expected like a Super Star Destroyer. Maybe.
No.
That's way too big.
It's
just ridiculous. You can't faithfully reproduce it there without breaking the game.
Yeah.
Because it would just be like roll all the dice you own. Because
isn't it like the scale? But the scale is something like an ISD's crew is like 1,000 and a Super Star Destroyer is like 80,000 or something. Like people live on it. I don't know exactly what it is. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But then what we're talking here is there's going to be a third ISD in a couple of years for the First Order.
Yeah, probably.
Here's your next.
I don't even say a couple of years. I think
next year. You've made me get the
manual.
The DK Star Wars Complete Vehicles manual. Out now you guys carry on. I've got to prove this.
So should we move on to
the more important Rebel. One?
Yeah, you guys talk about Dirty Rebs.
So what's the name of it again?
Profundity.
Cool. So this one doesn't come with the full ship cards, but.
We don't know what they are yet.
Yeah, so we've got the MC-75 Star Cruiser. It looks like it has some right beefy arcs, because out the front on the image we've got 3 black, 2 blue, and outside we've got 3 red, 2 blue. So
that's pretty nice.
Double arc of that is...
With the right upgrades.
Yeah, with the right upgrades in the right place. Could be quite pulverizing. So it's another large base ship, we reckon.
A blue and a black for anti-squadron.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's it looks nice, and we have to say we know they've told us what the title is, and that's pretty cool. Being able to drop.
So should we go through the spoilers one by one? So we got Admiral Raddus first up.
It's a one time thing.
So before deploying fleets, you may set aside one other friendly ship. At the start of any round, you may deploy that ship at distance one of a friendly ship. That ship cannot be deployed overlapping squadrons and cannot be the first ship to activate that round.
I'm glad they put it in. Otherwise,
what do you mean that's a shame? It would be so broken if you could just...
I don't know. Yeah,
because you get to choose the facing as well, so you can line up a filthy double arc.
Mm. I feel like you could just put your liberty on the table.
I guess you'd like if you had a good arc, double arc with the 75, and you drop another 75 and another arc of another ship.
I feel like if you want to, you know, you can deploy it in such a way that you'll stop the other guys from actually moving. You know,
watch straight in front. Yeah.
Well, if your 75 is tanky enough, you end up in front of the enemy ship. You drop another big base ship.
What we got? 4-3-3. It's pretty tanky. Can't see how much health it has. Seven? No, maybe.
I think it just has to take a round of fire or whatever, and hope that it can whatever it's dropped. Like it mentions dropping like a Mon Caron next to it. Which would be...
That's a waste. You drop an MC-80 next to
it. It would be insane. But, So, and the unique title that comes with the Profundity, or the Profundity unique title itself, is before deploying fleets, you may set aside one small ship with a command value of 1. At the start of any round, you may deploy the set-aside ship at distance 1. You may unequip up to 1 officer card... it's that one.
You know, that's going to mean they can have
is
two
that
officers.
One admiral and one officer card and equip them to it. So that's the get out ship for.
Oh, so you can escape with him.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
That's quality. That's an admiral cool. and an officer. That's yeah. cool.
It's so, gonna blow.
I didn't realise that. I thought,
but can you?
So you put Leia.
Oh, you can't.
You would put Leia on it. Yeah.
Does that mean? Oh, it's as if able. So you can't like do dirty double crew cards combos. I was thinking you could put two crew. Overwrite it, but it says it's able, so the slot needs to be available.
Yeah.
You'd have to have it empty, yeah.
But that'd be kind of cool. You know. Do
a pelt up, running away with an extra...
I think
it's quite thematic.
I think you'd take an Admiral Raddus list, running the Profundity, take a CR90A with the Leia officer card, just to jump Leia on
just
board.
Just for the sake of it.
Just for that one bit.
Just for Tantive IV to dock and fly away.
Yeah.
And then Vader can kill Radmus or whatever he does, just like he does at the end.
Oh, yeah. And then the other guys playing Vader just gets on there. And
gets on Profundity and just fucks everyone up. Yeah.
That'd be so cool. it talks about like dropping Gyrell's honour, the unique hammerhead. For the ram,
that flips the. Yeah. Does it face up? Does the ram's face up?
But then you can't activate it first anyway. So it's
no.
You can with this. You can with this.
That title.
Oh, with this one.
Because it's a small command one. So
okay.
It's only going to be something little. So
it's only going to be admonition with a double arc.
No, because that's command two.
Oh, it has to be command one. Doesn't
yeah, it has to be command one. Yeah.
Thank God. For
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. They thought about this thing. They thought, how would this be abused?
It's like when they released the transport, and some of the sort of less experienced players.
Misinterpreted.
Like, Akbar and 20 transports. And it was like, no, they thought about this. They put dash on the side arms of transport, so you don't get any dice, and that you can't ever add dice.
That would have been so broken. we've got a lot less info for this one. It mentions that Jyn Erso and other notable characters from Rogue One will be in the expansion pack. So, although we have no idea what they do, we'll know we'll get a lot of the fluffy stuff.
We get like unlimited evasion or something, one with the Force and all that.
You're gonna get a Chirrut.
You get a free evasion.
The Force is one with me.
I wouldn't be surprised if it lets you get an evasion token.
Get a scatter token
on scatter
on a fucking MC.
Yes.
No,
just don't do it. Please. Don't do it.
No,
whoever.
They're not going to do that.
Scatter on a big capital ship. All right.
I wonder.
I hope they tell us some more next week, but I don't think they will. Now we won't hear for a while.
No, it'll be other stuff when it's just to whet our appetites, and then they'll...
Unless they surprise us and say...
Release a bit more nearer the time. But they say Q4, and in this instance, I don't know.
Christmas?
Yeah, it was Christmas last year.
No,
yeah.
It didn't come out till January.
Didn't it? It came out just before we went to regional.
In January. It was just after Christmas.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Q4, but it was Q1. But, yeah, you'd like to think that they'll do it in the run-up because of Christmas, but...
They don't often hit their target.
They've got so much going on. They've loaded themselves up with Legion and all that stuff that they're going to watch. And Legend of the Five Rings and whatever this announcement is next week as well. And Twilight Imperium 4.
Yeah. Do we have any guesses on what people might do? Do you reckon we're going to get a Rogue One Squadron pack as part of this wave as
with
well?
With U-Wings and
we don't have those yet.
What are they called? Strikers? TIE Strikers?
Yeah.
They don't fly in space, though.
The U-Wings do.
The U-Wings do, but the other ones...
Oh, yeah.
The strikers are
purely atmospheric, yeah. Yeah.
They could do. They'd have to follow the rules. You could still bring them out.
I don't know. It just makes me think, like, what else can they add from Rogue One that we haven't...
That was only two. Yet. That was the only...
Yeah, and maybe there's not enough
the 75.
There's that Krennic's
Death Trooper shuttle with the like his really tall black triangular thing with.
Oh, isn't that the same?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Isn't that Krennic's the same relay shuttle. One of the?
No, it's different. It's not a Lando. It's like it's a Death Trooper Special Forces shuttle.
Yeah. But it's Relay 3 or something.
Oh, fuck off! We don't need any more relay.
No, yeah, I just because.
And it'll be like 10 points.
Because it's saying that Jin is going to be in this pack.
I'm not sure what she'll do.
I'm not sure what she'd do, because
she has a Death Star plan.
She wouldn't be enough. Maybe she'll be like a dual upgrade boarding trooper type.
She'll just steal the plans.
Yeah.
Steal the Death Star plans. Steal the Rebels automatically win. Unless they don't kill by turn 6.
Amazing. They weren't really on ships much,
so I don't really see. But then they were.
It says just other notable characters from.
She's like pretty destructive operative, isn't she? She'd do something.
She'd board opponent's ships.
She could do something destructive or disruptive to people.
Do you think it'd be a mirror of what Vader does then?
No, definitely not.
Because that'd be too.
Yeah, it could be. It's not going to be dials, is it? Because they've done that already.
Because they've done that for Chan.
And they've done defense tokens already.
Mm.
I don't know, maybe she could strip upgrade cards.
Navigation. Strip shields. That would be quite
strip
cool.
Strip shields.
Yeah. Hasn't been done yet.
Strip upgrade cards.
Well, that's the same as Vader.
Change navigation.
No, that's just like slice of tools.
Also, the next, no, that'd be way too powerful. The next maneuver you choose, that'd be crazy powerful. Just fly it straight off the
speed
table.
Speed 3, please.
Oh, yeah, speed it right
at straight.
Bump it into the back of something in its own side.
Yeah.
God knows
I'm just
what.
Trying to think what Jin does.
You're right, it is some kind of operative, like, boarding team.
I reckon it will be some sort of boarding
team.
What
is her specialty? But... Is she a thief? Like when they dig her out of the Imperial prison?
Yeah.
She used to steal stuff.
Well, she worked with them.
But she wasn't part of the Rebels. The Rebels
no.
would steal her out. They break her out of the...
She was raised by... What's his name now?
By Saw Gerrera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'll see him in this pack.
Don't know, he's coming out next week in the Rebellion expansion.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
Yeah, maybe we'll see what all their cards are in Rebellion and be like, I wonder how this could work in Armada.
They're going to be cool anyway. Jin is cool. She's a very cool character.
She's a cool character. I just, aside from some sort of boarding party.
I don't think you need any more boarding. I don't think it works that well. Unless they make it work properly, because it just. I've not seen boarding parties or boarding engineers or anything work successfully.
Ben was using them on his store champs.
Yeah, I think on an Avenger.
With Avenger.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, with...
That one thing where
the
you...
the only one, but it's like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're going to die for your one ship. Then it flies off.
Yeah. I mean, it sort of relies on there being a one big target to smash with that, but... I don't know, I think it's kind of cool, but I just... Because she's not an officer... So she surely can't take an officer slot.
No.
Like, but then I guess it's not really officers, is it?
No, some of the others aren't.
You can get support people, like, you know, like the FCT and engine tech slot.
It's true. It could be a support person.
Team, yeah.
Some kind of buff for squadrons again? Just what we need?
No.
Honestly, like, if you're going to release some upgrades, do some anti-squadron upgrade cards.
Yeah, but they're
ships
actually
are
good.
Far too weak
against
squadrons.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be some sort of anti-squadron thing.
I don't get it. Why do they want squadrons to be so dominating? Big ships are useless.
But they weren't originally, because you had to push them and you had to spend orders, and that was the point, wasn't it? But with all the buffs that you've got from now, they are.
It was just you brought in Bomber Command to make them more reliable, and then they're just.
Well, they're giving us two big ships this wave.
Yeah.
And no one will want to use them because you may as well go small.
Nah, I don't know. I think eventually they'll FAQ flotillas further out.
Well, if they don't, it's just going to keep going towards the small ship meta. I want to use big ships.
The ISD, the new ISD only has a squadron value of 2, so maybe they're starting to notice that they want to...
Bring it down a notch.
Mm.
But you're just going to take along another ISD with 4. Or you don't need to, you just take like 10 flotillas that can activate 2 each. Yeah. Put
cool.
flotillas in the cost of squadrons. I think that's the only way.
Is that it? Is there more?
We didn't give
covered.
Us much. That was it.
No.
That, yeah, I'm guessing we'll get a larger spoiler article down the line for Profundity.
For Rebels.
To find out what Jin and all the other Rogue One heroes will actually be doing.
Maybe they are saving that for Friday. I hope so. I'd like to see some stuff next.
No, I think it'll be... It'll
be further away.
Further away.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Friday would just be a new product for something.
A new Last Jedi product.
Yeah, a new Last Jedi product. Or maybe they're going to do a new like X-Wing Corset or something for
new Rogue type One. Of thing.
Don't need another. They've already got the First Order Corset.
Yeah, they've got two Corsets, but why not another?
We need a Corset, a new one. It's way out of date for Armada.
Yeah, true. Maybe they'll do a new Armada Corset.
Needs to have at least 400 points, awesome. Wouldn't it?
But it says it's a whole new product, which to
that
me
is a product.
Yeah, but to me, no, I think what it means is a new line. It's a new like, a divergence from what they do already, perhaps.
They're not taking enough money off us already.
Yeah.
don't say that too loudly.
So, what could it be? Honestly, that's.
Have you got the article there?
No. The Force Friday article that we're talking about. Star Wars Force Friday. So, with the impending release of Star Wars The Last Jedi, Fantasy Flight Games is proud to announce their participation in Force Friday 2 with the new Star Wars products.
It's going to be a board game, maybe?
They've already got Rebellion. It's not new, is it?
It's not going to be a miniatures. They can't do another miniatures. They've already got four now. It has to be something small. Something.
No, I think it's going to be big.
Big. They're milking it quite a lot, I can't admit.
Well, it is an amazing license to have, right? If you had the Star Wars license, you would milk the fuck out of it.
Once you spend all the money on acquiring that license,
you've got to spread that fixed cost as thinly as you can.
I'm just surprised how many like overlapping product lines, but they still sell.
Guess the load. Some people.
Yeah,
collect them as well. Just can't resist.
But like the Star Wars LCG, like seems to have completely died a death. But they're still producing it.
Yeah.
People still play it, do they?
Yeah, but not.
There's something new. There was a new post recently.
There was less than 32 at Nationals. But anyway, maybe there's some far flung country where it's a massive game, right?
So yeah. So not that I'm assessed, but this book doesn't have Superstar Destroyers, but I googled. An interesting fact I found out that the ISD is actually manufactured by the Kuat Drive Yards. So ooh. That's the refit. They refitted their own standard manufacturer, the Kuat. So here you go, Ricky. The length of an ISD is 1,600 metres. The length of a Superstar Destroyer is 19,000 metres.
It would be
12 times. In true scale, it's 12 times the length.
Not that much.
The Star Destroyer has 60 turbolasers and 60 ion cannons. The Superstar Destroyer has 5,000 turbolasers and ion cannons. Take the dice from the ISD. So what's that? 60. Divide that by four of each, because four reds, four blues.
Yeah.
So one die is 15, you, 15 cannons.
You essentially just say
5,000 of them on a Superstar Destroyer.
Now that dies. That's what the game would be.
Everything dies.
You couldn't even feel. No, the Superstar Destroyer would die soon after its shooting phase because it would have to move off the board. So it gets one shooting phase to kill everything, and if it doesn't, it loses. Unless you've got like a little Gazanti in the back, like flying along the baseline to.
If it doesn't cost 400.
Just infinitely bumping into the Gazanti.
Yeah.
Well, for three turns.
Stop the Star Destroyer from moving off the table.
Before it flies away. All right.
I just hope they never do that.
Well, they need to use a different ship for the next big ship.
No, I kind of like the triangle things. But there was another image recently from a ship that looks very much like Interdictor.
Is that from The Last Jedi?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
I thought you were not looking at the spoilers. You couldn't resist.
Yeah, it's true.
You couldn't stop yourself.
It was something to do with the Interdictor.
The cookie jar was open.
It wasn't a trailer. It wasn't a trailer. I just saw an image on a Star Wars group. It was triangular.
Yeah, you know. I think that looked like a medium ship to me.
Yeah. I think that it's the Imperial way, just to make them triangular.
It's an updated Interdictor or something. Maybe it'll be a useful Interdictor.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You went there.
No blow. The Interdictor's going to be amazing in Rebellion.
There was like no Interdictors at our last World Championship. Two of them? Zero. That was
no,
the last
Robin,
two Store
Robin
Championships.
Was...
No, World Store Championship.
In the Store Championships at Curtin and Store at Big.
There were Interdictors. There were two.
There were.
You sure? You ran.
Yeah,
you ran.
I ran one of them.
Where did you place, man, with that interdict there?
Way down.
It wasn't first.
Was it last?
It was probably last for the interdict. Yeah.
Stop using it.
Just please. Does FFG need to release a better title for it and cut it by 20 points?
Maybe that needs to be the title.
So then once the new SD looks cool, so maybe I'll be like, this looks cool, so I want to run it. But
the title drops it by 20 points and allows you to have another title. That's all it needs to say.
No, they just errata the cards.
They wouldn't errata the point cost.
Wouldn't they not?
That seems...
There's not too difficult to do.
It's easier to make a new card that drops it by points, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, anyway, yes. Moving on. Should we move on to
last
segment? Is this?
Yeah. So we did cover the bits of the fact what we could remember off the top of our heads last time,
right?
Because we were just straight after the tour.
All the good bits.
But I think we forgot to mention we didn't talk about Rican or Bomber Command Center.
Did
we talk about Reimer? We didn't talk about Rican, I think.
No, we talked about Reimer because we were all happy about that.
Talk about Reimer and Demo.
Bomber Command, because Bomber Command is now changed to once per attack.
Yeah. Yeah. You can take more than one, but
you can take more than one, and once one dies, you've still got one.
Yeah.
But,
we somehow missed Rican, I think.
Cool. Yeah, so do you want to read out what his new text is? But it's basically once per turn now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You can choose to use it only on one ship or squadron. There's an errata
section at the front before.
So it's not every single unique anymore?
Because they errata the card rather than just facking him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
I don't think he's still broken. He's still going to do the job he was there for.
Once per round, when a friendly ship or friendly unique squadron is destroyed, it remains in the play area and is treated as if it was not destroyed until the end of the status phase.
Yeah, so it's just adding the one per round.
But you can choose.
Yeah, so it's not just the first one.
It doesn't have to just be the first one.
No. I mean, I haven't seen him in play for a while. I haven't fought against him or anything for a while, but then maybe that's just because we complained about him so much that
no one wants
him. He got four. Yeah,
I started using him just before Wave 6 came out.
You were going to use him for Hammerheads,
so I was going to use him like bump list for Hammerheads.
I guess that
dropped. They dropped the fac, and I was like, "Bin that."
Yeah. I bet they play tested that one.
Bin that one.
Like the Hammerhead. It feels like in playtesting they must have nerfed it, removed any chance of it having engine upgrade, and dropped its speed.
Bump swarms.
Yeah, but then they went and changed how Rican functions and took him out of being what he is. So, I don't know. I think it's a good change to have.
It's a good change. He's still really good.
It was a good fact, wasn't it? Like it toned down most of the stuff that needed to be toned down. Didn't go far enough, probably, with flotillas. My view, but maybe even demo, as we talked about previously.
Yeah. Go with that rule we suggested in the beginning.
That whole...
Rob's rule. Love it.
With flotillas, either go with Alex's rule on this one, if you can get board wiped, if you've only got flotillas.
This guy's the play locally who have house rules for this, right? So flotillas count as squadrons for the purposes of
being board wiped. Yeah.
Oh, right. Do they count for points as well?
It just counts as death. Yeah, everything. Yeah.
So you have to have non-flotilla ships.
Yeah.
At the end of a round, if you have none,
right? But
you
count but as I mean,
is yeah, he, you lose. You take. You'd be the same as that. You give 400 points to your opponent.
No, but I mean, is he? Is that playing as if? Are you putting those? You know, 18 points that cost for a flotilla. Are you putting those within the 134?
No. That's not.
He doesn't put it. No, they didn't.
That's a good idea anyway. But right. I think. The fact that it's a risk if you lose all your main ships and all you have left is flotillas.
Yeah.
You're board wiped.
Yeah.
You've only got squadrons, you've only got flotillas. You haven't got that single flotilla in the corner if you're in the way.
If you have six rebel transports.
And one ISD or something. Yeah.
Or a Liberty flying around.
Yeah.
You just got to kill a Liberty and then you win.
Yeah. I think that's a really great rule.
Yeah. I think it makes sense.
It stops you putting those crappy little things in the corner.
Because also, but it, like, think about it. not as I say in real life. Star Wars is not real life, unfortunately. But we want it to be real life, right?
It was a long time ago and it's far away, but it happened, man. It's a history documentary.
What I was going to say is in the kind of universes, if there's a load of transports with basically no guns,
yeah, if they're
and then
left,
suddenly and they're left on their own, there's like loads of ISDs.
They're gonna
there's only one
out.
Result, right? There's only one thing that's going to happen in that. It's not a rebel victory.
Yeah,
and the same with the Gazantes. If there's a shitload of Gazantes left and they've lost all their Star Destroyers and Home One and Defiance are flying in,
yeah,
that's only going to go one way.
Yeah.
So if you think about it in the fluff, I mean, you wouldn't watch, like, if you're in The Last Jedi, like, there's like massive fleet of flotillas and a crappy and like a big capital ship,
yeah,
and the Imperials kill the cap ship, and then you'd be like, hang on, what's gonna happen here? And then the rebel transports manage to wipe out the Imperials, you'd be like, not sure I'm buying into this, not sure this is quite right. Would
so
you?
If we
you
have
kind
a...
of struggle to swallow that, so
it should work that way. If FFG are listening again. We must
they're
have not. Some that we hope that there
they're
are.
They're not. They're sleeping. Please. They're sleeping on big beds of money.
They are. Contact us for more ideas.
Does it? Does
we have
it
many
another bed of money.
We can fix the game. It's already good, but yeah, you know, we got some fixes.
Yeah, I just think
change counter as well. The one
counter
quad.
You
quad
mean
lasers.
You mean the upgrade that
yeah
for ships. The offensive
let us counter it long not long range short range
just
not just one
squadrons
yeah
oh, right
but that has got better since Reimer has
yeah since range. Reimer comes
but
in closer
still out of range of counter
yeah
like why
yeah,
not
yeah.
bring it in line
yeah but
doesn't it say squadron is it squadrons at range one right
yeah,
well,
yeah
so it's not there's, yeah you're right so
it should be squadrons
range.
At
yeah
short range it's a minor change for that one no one uses it that would make people use it. Should we get to the actual ones they did make changes on? Have we already covered them all?
I think we've unless you've got anything more to say since we last talked about Demolisher.
Bomber Command was a good one. That was needed.
Did we mention that TRC changed?
TRC
so once.
I don't think we did, yeah.
Yeah, so you can only now do TRC once because you have to exhaust it, so it's in line with the other...
Yeah, that works.
...Tevilaser upgrade that came in, which is kind of cool.
Not a massive change there, but it was...
Well, that's
a good one.
I think it's massive because...
Arcaturn's less
it is
useful.
Massive.
Because those
Corvettes.
Old Corvette lists where you had to double arc and you could just exhaust two evade tokens
yeah,
to get those,
true.
Get that 4 damage 3, you've stripped
that. 44 points of Corvettes was shooting better than 100 points of capital shooting.
Yeah.
True. Other ones, yeah, we got went over Reimer. That was a very good change. That was needed from the
yeah,
beginning.
Yeah, we haven't seen him. People have kind of abandoned him, haven't they?
Yeah, but he was broken before. He's
he
still good
really,
now, but now
I think he's right.
Still,
I think he's right for the
he
points.
Is. Yeah,
he's still very good. You definitely still take him because.
Yeah.
But it puts him in danger now, bringing him
yeah.
in, along with all your other bombers,
and it makes it harder to alpha strike and
yeah.
So
means quite, you have to travel that much further and
yeah.
Quite a few Caridian conflict changes, flotilla changes. No admiral. We went over that. That was a good change.
Yeah, it's a good start. It's not enough.
Not
if
enough.
You ask me, but. It was refreshing, actually, at the store champs to... There's always there's still a flotilla that's flying away the other side, like to either do like relays or to just do comms nets to start with. But it's refreshing for it not to have the Admiral on it.
Mm,
like,
yeah.
Wow.
Flying off into the sunset.
Did they really FAQ that you could... you couldn't lock down Jan Orr's ability? People were calling that.
Oh, what? What you,
they just
they
clarified
were
it, I think.
Accuracy
yeah.
in her tokens, yeah.
No, you're not attacking her.
I mean, that's a long time ago. Like, what?
Yeah. Didn't even
what
know
the,
that was
what
in
are
there.
The added bits? They're all in.
That's how it's not ready.
Covered them all.
Print it in color next time.
I think we're mostly done with this short episode, aren't we?
Yeah, it's
we,
very
we,
short.
We got anything
yeah,
else
yeah,
that we need to discuss?
No, I guess we wanted to
just get an episode before Nationals.
Yeah, and update on some events and some community stuff.
Cool.
And also, obviously, we knew that FFG, or they knew we were going to record.
Yeah. Thanks again, FFG.
We're probably not going to do one now till after Nationals.
No, so we've got our...
maybe at Nationals?
We'll try and get some interviews with some...
the winner.
Opponents.
Hopefully one of us.
just talking about people outside of our community as well.
So Ben done the last time. You do it this time, Ricky, right?
So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's already got a free trip to
Yeah, so you do it. You win this time.
I'll win this time.
I enjoyed at Euros talking to some people outside of our community, outside the British community, and getting their take on things, and you know, because they have different ways of thinking about the game.
I wonder if it'll be quite as diverse as Europeans. Mm. If the Europeans will see it as,
I think we have a bigger player base than some of the other nationals.
Yeah, I think the like German national. So a lot of those European countries that have metas and nationals and stuff are just so much bigger, and it's so much harder to
for people to get to them. Yeah, yeah.
Geographically,
yeah.
Geographically, wow. Like bit more of a kerfuffle
to get around.
In the States,
it must be really difficult, as well as Australia's enormous. So getting to like,
yeah, I guess there's just like there must be like a Sydney meta.
I mean, the States has a good flight network, doesn't it?
It does.
City to city.
Europe has a good rail network and stuff, but. But still, you see, like in card games and stuff, we're overwhelmed with how many events we can go to in this country, like organized play wise.
Yeah,
that are like so close. We missed an Armada tournament. There was a Sword Championship the other week that I just didn't know about because it was only over in Cheltenham or something.
Was it?
Yeah, and there's one in Basingstoke as well. And all these, we think, oh, that's too far for me to go.
But it's like it's just only like an hour drive.
We could have done that one.
America.
Yeah, I just didn't realize it was happening because it wasn't advertised as well.
They didn't get in touch with us.
Yeah, obviously.
Get in touch, guys. Yeah, we will let everybody.
We'd have showed up.
Yeah, if it's nearby, we probably.
Yeah. We're a bit lazy on the. If you're in the Southwest, we'll probably show up.
Yeah.
If you want to pay for us to come to any Australian events, we'll. We'll do that.
If you want us there for Worlds,
if any rich,
you only need to pay for three of us.
Yeah,
one's already going.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, ask people to pay to play Ben. You know,
pay to play Ben. You don't want to pay to play Ben. You just
no. Let's get Ben flown out to various countries. With us,
I'm sure that with the support. I'm sure the ticket receipts will pay for all the flights and hotels. Yeah.
Yeah. Training by Ben, we're going to pimp him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that note.
He's not unbeatable.
No.
Not unbeatable.
No, but we need to hype him up so that we make everyone believe that he is, so that when he shows up to Worlds, everyone's going to be like, oh shit, it's Ben. And
they just concede on the spot.
They lose the mental battle first. And it's like, I'll give you a 10-1.
Yeah, you absolutely can't do that. You can hang in there. You've got to hang in there.
Yeah.
Like the other week when I thought he was going to mash me, but I hung in for a 5-6. It wasn't a win, but something.
So that tends to be how most of the games go against us.
Yeah, you have to get a 5-6 or a 4-7. 6-5.
It goes either way.
Yeah, you've got to just cling in for that. You've got to cling in.
Work for it.
All right.
Cool. Well, I hope you enjoy this short episode. I think there was some good stuff in there.
But how short was our short episode? 2 hours?
just over an hour.
Do like the Facebook page. Message us on it or email. It's comsnoiseuk@gmail.com. And do let us know about any events. And hopefully we'll see you either at the big one or
probably
we're not
going
to go to Curtin because we're going to be at Nationals.
Yeah.
Or maybe some of you at Worlds.
Ooh.
Maybe.
If I can get away. And Regionals. We'll be at Regionals before.
Well, for the UK listeners.
For the UK listeners, it's probably going to be at Firestorm.
Probably not going to fly to Australia for an 8-man store champ or no. Q2 kit.
Today, man. Feeling pretty keen for it.
Yeah. Again, if people want to pay for us to do it, we'll
I'll find that international meta that the Interdictor works in.
None.
Yeah. Thanks again to those of you writing in and interacting. Keep the community going and keep putting people in touch with each other and letting everybody know what other people are doing and what other people are using and what we think. Thanks again for listening. Catch you next time.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.